Actor Robert Redford launched the Sundance Film Festival in 1985 to promote new filmmakers and low-budget films, and to help keep independent cinema alive. Redford says festival attendance in the first year was just 150 people. Today, the festival is averaging 65,000 attendees each year.
I didn't imagine it would have quite the impact that it's had. I mean, in the earlier years, there was no one that came. I mean, there was nobody from Hollywood that came. I got no support from my industry financially. People were doubtful that it could succeed because they said it's not commercial and it's in the middle of winter up in Mormon country. And I said, well, that's none of that's the point. The point of the festival is to be diverse, and maybe diversity will be commercial.
Hollywood caught up to Redford's vision. Three documentaries and one theatrical from the 2008 festival received Oscar nominations this year. Redford says Sundance has often been a financial boon to Hollywood, since some small-budget independent films coming out of the festival have earned good money at the box office. Hit movies such as Little Miss Sunshine and the documentary March of the Penguins are recent indie projects that premiered at Sundance and hit the jackpot commercially. But Redford believes that's all changed now.
They're not going to take as many chances with more of the offbeat kinds of films. That goes more into the indie area. And also the capital isn't coming so much from the studios anymore to finance films. It's coming from outside. So in that sense, the studio system has changed pretty drastically.
Despite the difficult U.S. economic situation, the festival sold out this year, earning several $100,000 more in ticket sales than last year. Redford says Sundance can keep up with changes and setbacks in the film industry by staying small and selective compared to other major festivals such as Cannes and Toronto, each showcasing well over 300 films.
There'll be a lot of stuff in the festival, by the way, that people won't like. But the good thing is that they have the choice, because we don't select based on any one theme or another. We just select based on how original and different a film is. It's up to the audience to make something of it.
This year's Sundance Festival features films from 21 countries, notable among the 118 feature-length films, nearly half of which are the work of first-time filmmakers, is the Mexican-American drama Sin Nombre, a social-political thriller set on a Mexican border town, and a British documentary called An Education, a coming-of-age story about a 16-year-old girl. According to senior Sundance programmer Caroline Labresco, an unexpected factor influencing the film selection process this year was the election of the new U.S. President Barack Obama.
And I think that the outcome of the election did temper how we programmed the festival. I mean, we're still showing many, many very serious documentaries and films. But I think that, you know, had Obama not won, perhaps we would have been in a different mindset as we made selections.
The kinds of films being submitted from around the world are also changing. The festival's director is Jeffrey Gilmore.
I would say that one of the major things that we're dealing with in this year's festival is what I call the effects of globalization. When filmmakers want to make a documentary about a story, they don't think about it just as how it affects the U.S. They think about how it affects the world. The effect of globalization, the internationalization of stories, is a major impact, and that's really clear this year in the festival. But there's also a real diversity in terms of theme. There's a real diversity in terms of the range of different kinds of work.
Gilmore said it's hard to summarize the festival, but he has noticed themes emerging this year that he hasn't seen in a quarter century of Sundance festivals.
I can say that we're both in a period in which I look at filmmakers as activists and a whole new generation making films about romance and relationships that I haven't seen before. This is a less cerebral festival than we've sometimes had. This is a festival that I think will be more about how it makes you feel.
The Sundance Film Festival ends January 25th. For VOA News, I'm Sherry Quinn in Park City, Utah.